It's fall in the YK Delta and temperatures have been bouncing around the freezing mark. But winter is coming, and the elders say it could be a cold one. Tuksuk Bay Elder Paul John told the audience that traditional Yupik teachings include information on how to survive in the harsh environment. John McIntyre with AVCP has heard elders say that the earth is busy insulating itself and preparing for the cold weather that's ahead.
And in some of those villages, I've heard grass growing up to 5 feet tall. And the leaves, you know, this summer when I look at the trees that were growing, the leaves were even bigger. With those kind of indications, we need to start now to look at our energy needs.
McIntyre works with the TANF program, or Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. He says this past spring, cold weather lasted through May, and families were running out of heating fuel. One family had 11 people sharing a single small home.
And they didn't have fuel oil for 2 months.
AVCP only learned of the family's struggles after visiting the village and running into one of the elders who was staying at the house. In this particular case, one of the children in the home qualified for services and the whole household benefited from the heating assistance. McIntyre implored the tribal leaders to share that kind of information with AVCP.
You know who needs help. Once you know who needs help, let us know, because we can provide these kind of services to our people that are not making it.
AVCP's Energy Summit precedes the association's annual convention, which happens this week in Bethel. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.